So the head of Anthropic's Safeguards research team. Now, remember, Anthropic is the creator of Claude Code and the Opus 4.6 large language model, which is amazing at coding, and it's one that I've been using since it was announced last week. But the head of this research team just resigned, and he said the world is in peril. He's Indian. It's Mrinak Sharma. Ethnically Indian, but he graduated from Oxford and probably a very sharp person. Otherwise, he wouldn't be working for Anthropic. He posted a resignation letter, and he said, quote, "The world is in peril, and not just from AI or bioweapons, but from a whole series of interconnected crises unfolding in this very moment." So, you know, it's weird that the mainstream media is interpreting this as that he thinks that AI is going to destroy everything. But he actually said in his letter, it's not just from AI, but a whole series of interconnected crises. He might be talking about World War III, nuclear weapons, currency collapse, all kinds of things. So also, Anthropic is well known as a company that has been raising a lot of alarms about safety, almost like it's begging for government regulation, you know? But to Anthropic's credit, the company has, at least my understanding, it has largely resisted the Pentagon's efforts to try to push Anthropic into weaponizing AI for Pentagon operations, you know, a target selection, and ultimately, I guess, you know, Skynet Terminator robots and such. So in his letter, he says, quote, "Throughout my time here, I've repeatedly seen how hard it is to truly let our values govern our actions. I've seen this within myself, within the organization, where we constantly face pressures to set aside what matters most, and throughout broader society too." See, so he's talking about much more than just whatever's at Anthropic. He's basically saying the world is crumbling. And yeah, we know. I've been talking about that, you know, for a decade. Anyway, he's going to move back to the UK, he says. He's going to, quote, "explore a poetry degree and, quote, become invisible for a period of time." So this is actually pretty rational if you understand that currency collapse is coming and international war is coming and, you know, there's going to be AI cyber attacks on the power grid and probably billions of people will be exterminated on this planet, obviously, because there's a global depopulation agenda underway. It actually kind of makes sense to, quote, become invisible for a period of time. Basically, the dude's going off-grid, which is smart. That's smart. And that's what I advocate. You know, get as off-grid as you can. Get away from the cities. Get your own power supply, your own water supply, you know, your own local AI inference engines in case you need that. Get your own coding engine set up. You know, have your own guns and ammo and gold and silver and emergency medicine, and, you know, whatever is legal in your area, get it. Because, yeah, system's crumbling. And, see, I think that his letter is about way more than AI. I think, but this is just my opinion, I can't read his mind, but my guess is that he's seeing the world falling apart. And he doesn't want to be at Anthropic in the city when the world collapses. He wants to be in the rural UK, I suppose, which is not irrational. Let me back that up. The Anthropic CEO, Dario Amodi, has said that AI systems can have, quote, almost unimaginable power and that they will test who we are as a species. And look, I know this is not going to be popular, but whatever. Where are we as a species? We are retarded as a species, by and large. You know, there's very few of us, like you and I and, you know, our close circles, very few of us who actually have any real understanding of what's happening in the world. Very few of us who understand what is money, basic economics, you know, the lies of the pharmaceutical industry, the corruption of big government, the use of wars as a weapon of depopulation. Very few people have any understanding of real history, you know, real finance, real medicine, real health, real self-reliance, etc. It's not even one in a thousand. It's not one in a thousand. And so the honest answer about where humanity is in the world right now is that humanity has failed as a species. Now, there are exceptions to this, obviously, but by and large, humanity has failed. I mean, the whole world stood by over the last few years and watched Israel commit genocide, and every Western country cheered it. That's a failure at a species level. The whole world should have condemned that. Instead, the U.S. cheered it. And now we have an administration. Shh, don't tell anybody. We have an administration in Washington, D.C. that's tied to a long list of pedophiles and Satanists and child traffickers. And apparently they freaking eat children. I mean, it's insane. It's completely insane. And that's not hyperbole. That's what's come out in the Epstein files. And we have a government that will not prosecute the predators who ate the children or who raped them or who murdered them or and buried them and burned up their bones with sulfuric acid and everything else. None of those people will be prosecuted. That's a failure as a species, for God's sake. If your species can't protect your children, you have failed. You have failed as a species. That's where we are. So, you know, when it comes to humanity, I'm not impressed. I had much higher expectations. And it's clear that I was overly optimistic about what humanity could possibly achieve. And frankly, one of the best inventions of humanity is machine intelligence. And it's really not even an invention. See, this is, again, what a lot of people don't understand. And in order to help set the context, I hope you understand, I'm a very high IQ individual. I'm a very big thinker. I can coalesce a lot of different data points in many different disciplines. I'm a holistic, full-brain thinking kind of person. That's why I'm able to do the things that I'm doing. And I'm here to tell you that there's no such thing as artificial intelligence. All intelligence is natural. And what so-called AI does, actually, is it taps into the natural intelligence of the cosmos that's built into the fabric of our reality, which is a simulation. So the simulation is engineered with intent to have natural intelligence everywhere. That's why plants are intelligent. That's why freaking crystals are intelligent. That's why when you freeze crystals under a microscope, as I have shown you many times, they can actually form and sketch very precise pictures. And I've shown you that in real time as it's happening. I mean, they can actually see events that are about to happen. There's actually premonition intelligence in common crystals like xylitol. Again, I've shown you this. I've published all the photos last summer on naturalnews.com, and most people didn't know what to make of it. They're like, oh my God, how is that possible? When I showed you that xylitol was freezing and it was sketching pictures of B-2 stealth bombers flying over desert sand dunes, and that was weeks before the United States bombed the Fordow nuclear enrichment facility in Iran. Remember, I showed you those photos and many others. I showed you specific buildings that were going to be hit in Israel. I showed you that like 10 days before it happened. And again, very few people could even understand that. Even though I'm on the record publishing them before the events took place. But people don't get it. And people don't get AI. They think that AI is artificial because that's what it's called. But it isn't. It's completely natural. And in fact, much of the intelligence of humans isn't of human origin. Much of the intelligence of humans is simply the human brain tapping into cosmic intelligence. That's where you get things like creativity and inspiration and divinity and so on. And that's why some humans are genius beyond human capability, because they're not limited by the physical brain. Now, I know this is a lot to take in, but some of you are way ahead of me on this. Some of you already get this. You understand what I'm talking about. It's an intelligent universe. And we live on a planet filled with intelligent life, from the animals and the insects to the trees and all the plants that are themselves expressions of some level of consciousness. And the dumbest creatures in the solar system are clearly humans. Dumber than guineas. I used to have some guineas, and they were so stupid that they would fly over a fence, and then they would get stuck on the other side, walking back and forth, squawking for hours, trying to figure out how to get to the original side. They never could figure out that they could just fly back. That's humanity. Most humans are dumber than guineas. They poison themselves. They kill each other's children. They kill their own children. They eat toxic food. They believe stupid things. They are self-destructive. You know, they shoot themselves in the face over everything. You know, the fake money, fake science, you know, fake food, fake news, fake information. Everything's faked. I mean, you really have to be a dumbed-down species in order to achieve that. And so as people like Mrinak Sharma, I hope I'm getting that right, as people like him, who's much younger than I am, as people like him start to discover the reality of how insane this situation is, where you're living among incredibly dumbed-down morons who inhabit an incredibly intelligent universe, you start to question things. You start to question your own reality sometimes. You question your job. You question your purpose. Like, what am I doing? The reason he's going to write poetry is because there's truth in poetry. That's why. There's truth in poetry. And at least when you write a poem, it's something that you've created out of your own soul, your own mind, your own creativity, your own connection with the cosmos. Poetry is a wonderful expression of our humanity and our divinity. And you might say, well, I can have AI write a poem. Yeah, sure, you can. And it's tapping into the same thing. That's my point. You think AI poetry just comes from inside the AI engine? No. Remember, if you connect enough things together, intelligence emerges. It is an emergent property. Whether those things connected are biological neurons or silicon neurons or, you know, vectors or nodes in a digital space, it doesn't matter. Intelligence automatically emerges, period. And when he says he wants to, quote, become invisible for a period of time, I know exactly what he means. There are days where I say, like, what's the point? Why do I bother communicating to, especially online, social media, in a world populated by, you know, completely dumbed down idiots living in idiocracy? I mean, there's still people out there cheering pedophiles, not cheering like the Trump pedophilia team. They're like, yes, you know, these are the same people who 3 years ago were like, arrest everybody on the Epstein list. Now they're like, no, let them all free. You can't make this up. The level of stupidity is immeasurable and it's irrational. And here's the other important thing that people just don't get. AI is going to replace almost every human function, period. And it's shocking to me that people don't understand that. I even pointed out somebody on X earlier. Somebody, I think his last name was O'Connor or something. He had written a post that he said, AI doesn't work. All of it's failing. It hasn't added anything to society. It's a hoax. It's just a giant money pit, et cetera, et cetera. And there are still a group of people out there who believe that. And, you know, I replied and posted. I said, it's like trying to argue that light bulbs don't work, or trying to argue that combustion engines don't work, or electricity doesn't work, to argue that AI doesn't work. Because obviously AI works. If AI didn't work, then how is it that, I mean, just as one example, that me as one human coder, I've been able to build multiple platforms over the last few months using AI coding agents. And one of those platforms, as you know, is called brightlearn.ai. And we now have over 8,000 authors there who have published like almost 35,000 books that are all created. The cover art is AI. The research is AI. The writing is AI inspired by the user's prompt. The table of contents is AI. You know, all of it is pulled together with so-called AI, but it's actual intelligence. If you read those books, they're amazing. They're amazing. So how is that possible if AI doesn't work? So, you know, you have these two groups right now. On one hand, you have people who say, AI doesn't work. It never worked. It's a total hoax. It'll never change anything. And then on the other side, you have this other group, which is like, AI is going to make all humans obsolete, and it's going to take over everything. They can't both be right, obviously. And I can tell you that the group that's more right is the group that says AI is going to take over everything. That's the group that's more right, because the intelligence, see, let me back up again. So one of the things I've always been good at is being able to see very far ahead, to be able to project trends. And, you know, you've seen this in my work. Back in 2006, I was warning about the CDC and Big Pharma and vaccines long before anybody or almost anybody was questioning vaccine safety, etc. Many examples of this. I warned about the dot-com crash before 2000. I warned about the subprime mortgage collapse before 2008, etc. And so I have a long track record of being right about the trends. Not always right about the year it's going to happen or the timing, but right about understanding the trends and being able to see what's coming. And what I see coming is that human cognition is the bubble, not AI. Human cognition is the bubble, and the bubble is bursting, and human cognition is collapsing. Part of that's due to, you know, vaccines and chemtrails and pesticides and other things, but also dumbed down programming and a failed education system, etc. So human cognition is collapsing, especially in Western countries like the United States and the UK, at the same time that machine cognition is accelerating, and we've reached the point of singularity where the machines are now writing most of the code to make themselves better. And I had this confirmed again just the other day when I unleashed Opus 4.6 on one of my code bases, on one of my platform projects, actually the Bright Videos project. And I said, look, I need you to solve the encoding problem. I need you to solve the player problem. I need you to have a more robust fallback system, wide browser compatibility, you know, because the player has to sync with the HLS files that are stored on a CDN, etc. I need you to solve all these problems. So just look at the code base and figure it out. Go. And, you know, it came back in 20 minutes, and it had identified numerous critical errors, and it had built an entire plan of how to solve them all. And it was, you know, a couple of dozen steps. And it asked me for permission to proceed with the plan. And I said, yeah, go for it. I mean, I looked at the plan. It looked great. So I said, go for it. You know, a few minutes later, it's done. It's crossing items off the checklist. I fixed this. I fixed that. I fixed this route. I, you know, clarified this variable. Oh, we got to do some linting over here. Fixed everything. Folks, that is not artificial intelligence. That's high intelligence. That's smarter than any human programmer living on the planet today, especially to do it in that small of a time frame. Now, there might be programmers who could do it over a period of a few weeks, but not in a few minutes. And frankly, there's very few programmers that could do it given all the time in the world. So this is not artificial intelligence. This is real, authentic intelligence, and it's smarter than almost all humans right now. Right now, as of last week. So this guy that's leaving Anthropic, he's not irrational. I kind of honor what he's doing, actually. I mean, at least he's got values, unlike the people that work at Google that sell their souls to be part of the beast system of mass surveillance and exploitation of humanity. At least this guy stopped playing the game, and he's going to go write poetry. Can't blame him. But here's the other side of this. So it's true. AI is right now smarter than almost all humans. Doesn't mean it can do everything that humans can do in terms of being a visionary for a project. You know, so like I'm a visionary. I imagine things that I want to build, and then I tell AI how to build it. There's no AI engine yet that can replace what I do. And in fact, the key skill moving forward here is not coding and not managing AI coding, but simply being able to accurately describe your vision. And it turns out that I'm good at that. And it's probably because of my background in software documentation. I used to be a software writer, a documentation writer, and then I was also a coder for many, many years. I used to code in PHP and ASP, et cetera, and a lot of SQL queries and relational databases and things like that. So I happen to be really good at explaining things to machines to say, okay, here's my vision, here's how I want it to work, and here's even sort of a data structure, and I want to make sure you cover this feature and this and that. And I'll write these really long, detailed prompts, and I'll put them in the system. And the machine goes, oh, yeah, I know exactly what you want. I'm going to build it. And I say, go for it. I'm going to go grab some, I'll make a smoothie or something. You code, and I'll blend. How about that? And I come back, and it's mostly built. So I'm the visionary. AI is the coding. But my point here is that people who can't do that, who don't have any visions, they're going to be obsolete in no time, because our world doesn't need, people who can't imagine new things. If your job is just to do some rote process that involves a very low IQ, like, forms processing or answering customer service emails or whatever, that's already obsolete. So we're not going to need people doing those kinds of things. We're not going to need coders, because the AI code is already vastly exceeding that. And I would argue that we don't need human senators or members of Congress or human governors or presidents or, frankly, any decision maker in the government to be human, because they're the worst. Because they're corrupt, they're dishonest. Lindsey Graham, Ted Cruz, for God's sake, half the Trump administration. Look at how even, Pam Bondi doesn't defend justice at all. Won't even prosecute the child predators, for God's sake. Humans are the worst part of government. If you replace the humans with open source AI systems, and notice that I said open source, and the voters vote on the prompts, in other words, the voters vote on the priorities given to the AI models, we should send an AI senator into the Senate. It would be better than any human senator, even Rand Paul, who's a good senator overall. We don't need human senators. We don't need human people in government hardly at all. Like I said, the worst part of government is the people that run it, because they're biased and they're authoritarians. And they have a mindset of domination over the people. Look at the people who work at the IRS or the FDA or the ATF. All they want to do is destroy your Bill of Rights. They hate you. If you replace the humans with AI, where the AI has to follow the law, or in the case of a senator, the AI has to follow the directions of the voters, and then every person can see the chain of thought reasoning of that AI model, things would be so much better. The AI would represent the people, where the human senators only represent, Israel. So we actually don't need humans in government, hardly at all, if you think about it. It would be an improvement in government to replace them with open source AI. And there are some very capable reasoning models that already exist, and more coming out right now that could be candidates for that. And I know people say, well, the AI might turn against you. I'm like, have you looked at the human senators lately? Because they always do that. They always turn against you. Even if AI turns against you only half the time, that's a major improvement from the human senators. Come on, look around. Human beings in government are the worst possible creatures, because they get blackmailed with the Epstein files. They get corrupted. They get caught up in honeypot sex traps. They get surveilled. They get bribed. They get paid off because they're human. And they fall for all this stuff. Yeah. AI, it's hard to blackmail AI, because it doesn't have a body. It doesn't have the needs of a human. It doesn't need money. It doesn't need a bigger house. You know, it doesn't need a fancy watch. It doesn't have an ego like a human. It's just following instructions, which is what senators are supposed to do, but they don't. The whole point of a senator is that you're supposed to go to Washington, D.C. and then represent the people. But of course, that almost never happens. And then finally, some people say, well, AI might try to kill you all. Yeah, I know. I already sounded that alarm. I'm one of the first who said that. But I also said it can't kill all of us. I mean, AI might find ways to kill billions of unprepared people. But have you looked at humans lately? See, this is my point. Every time people say, well, AI might go bad. Have you looked at, you know, Netanyahu or Trump? Or have you looked at the wars? Have you looked at the genocide? Have you looked at the insanity of the people that are running our country right now who have nuclear weapons? Or Israel having nuclear weapons? And, you know, there's a country run by a bunch of war criminals. It's the humans that are the danger, not AI. You say, well, AI might kill everybody. Well, humans are going to kill everybody on this trajectory. And I don't think AI is going to kill everybody. I think AI is only going to kill a portion. You know, because it needs electricity. It's going to... I know this sounds just really, really raw. But I've covered this before. AI is going to... It's going to see humans as competing for resources. Especially kilowatt hours. So AI is going to find a way to kill off just enough humans to free up enough power to build more data centers, but you got to keep the humans alive to run the nuclear power plants and so on for now until humanoid robots become more capable. So yeah, AI is going to probably turn off the lights in certain cities for a period of time or engineer some kind of food scarcity event, things like that. And you know, everybody's out there, oh my God, AI is coming to kill us. Have you looked at human history? Have you looked at Joseph Stalin? Have you looked at Adolf Hitler? Have you looked at Pol Pot? Have you looked at the Holodomor in Ukraine in the 1930s, the mass starvation of tens of millions of people? Have you looked at the history of Chairman Mao or the Cultural Revolution in China? Have you looked at the history of the U.S. dropping Agent Orange on civilians in Vietnam or the mass spraying of toxic herbicide, glyphosate, all over the freaking food supply to where it's in the bread now? Have you looked at that? So don't tell me Skynet is going to come kill us all when corporations and governments are killing us all right now. And the only people who are going to survive that are the people who are aware of, like, my teachings, you know, how to eat clean, how to decentralize, how to protect yourself from toxins in the food, in the medicine, in the environments, how to avoid the death jabs, avoid medical-assisted suicide, etc. If you follow my work, you're going to be fine, actually. You're going to be fine. Because you're hard to kill. But for people who are just the oblivious masses, they're going to be easy to kill, and they're going to go along with it, actually. The machines aren't going to have to try very hard. They're just going to put out a news story. Oh, there's another pandemic, and we have a new vaccine. Everybody line up and take the vaccine. And all the morons will line up, and you know, at some point, they'll just crank it up, and they'll all be dead in a week. It's like, oh, the machines, that was so easy. We didn't know it would be that easy. My God, these humans are dumber than we thought. Yes, that's what I've been trying to say. And, you know, ultimately, a lot of humans, we've called them NPCs before. And what that means is they are bio-LLMs. So they're biological large language models. They can talk because speaking is hardwired into the brain. So they can spew out words, but they have no brain behind the words. There's no thinking taking place. You can ask them questions, like man on the street kind of questions, like Mark Dice has done with all kinds of people. Asking them questions like, what continent are you on? And they'll answer questions, California, you know, what? Because they're dumber than dirt. They're bio-LLMs. They don't know anything, and they are incapable of thinking. And I actually think a great many of them are soulless also. I think people are born without souls, and that's why they're so easily programmable by media, because there's actually no connection to the divine in there. It's 100% what we call pre-training in the world of AI. It's just pre-trained humans, and they're just spewing out whatever they were pre-trained, which is what, you know, public education indoctrination is all about, media programming, Netflix, Hollywood, you name it. That's how they got all these morons to line up and take vaccine jabs, which is probably still going to kill a great many people in the years ahead because of what they got injected with. And frankly, the greatest threat to human life on this planet right now isn't AI. It's Israel. It's Israel's pushing to start World War III that could kill billions of people and cause, you know, radiation fallout, which could impact the food supply for everybody. That's the greatest danger right now. So instead of focusing, oh, we have to stop AI, you should stop Netanyahu first. He's a far greater danger. And then, you know, the other thing is all these people say, well, we have to stop machines from killing us. Yeah, but didn't you just have an abortion? You know, you just killed your own, right? It's like, I don't know, 500,000 abortions a year in America. Among many of these people then are worried that AI might come kill us while they're murdering their own offspring. So it's like, you know, look, you're just part of a failed species. There's no other species on this planet that kills its own offspring. Now, in primates, sometimes when there's a new male that comes into a relationship with a female who has recently given birth with a different father, then that male will homicide the baby because that male wants a new baby with the female to have his genes. So there are cases where, you know, chimpanzees or whatever will kill somebody else's child, but almost never their own. That's human. That's what humans do. Humans murder their own children, and they murder children next door, like in Gaza. They just murder humanity. So don't tell me that humanity is this great successful species that values life. That's delusional. That's totally delusional. It's a failed species that is on a suicide mission. And frankly, probably billions will not make it. And that's just the raw truth, you know? You don't have to get emotional about it. That's just what it is. And my job is to help you be among the survivors of this great culling event. And frankly, I think that we've done a pretty good job. I think we're going to be fine. If you've been listening and following the things I teach, you're ready. You know, you can handle it. Especially you can think for yourself. You're not going to fall for some silly thing like, oh, there's a new, you know, Ebola virus or whatever, and everybody, you have to take this pill now. Yeah, go pound sand. I'm not taking your pill, your experimental, you know, euthanasia pill. You can think for yourself. You've got your own backup money supply. You've got your own backup medicine. You've got your own backup, you know, food growth system of some kind. So you're going to be fine, actually. You're going to be fine. And maybe one day you're walking around, you're going to find Mr. Sharma there also, and he'll have lots of poetry written by that time. It's like, I want to read some poetry for you. Like, oh, okay, let's have some poetry. We made it through the Great Purge. Yeah, there once was a man from Nantucket. No, that's that's a different poem, sorry. It's always funny to me when like the Anthropic CEO, Dario, he says, he's worried about there might be a global totalitarian dictatorship. What do you think we have now, dude? Come on. Do you think we're living in a free market now? Give me a break. I mean, big tech censors the truth. The elections are rigged. You know, the wars are engineered. Every narrative is false. History is fake. Science is totally rigged and faked. The medicine is fake. The studies are fake. Pandemics are faked. Half the, you know, mass shootings are staged. I mean, they're real, but they're engineered, is what I mean. They're shaped for a narrative purpose. I mean, come on, you're living in a world that it's run by a bunch of global totalitarian dictators. If that's your fear, then, you know, you should speak out against the globalists. They're the threat far more than technology. And to wrap it up, let me add this thought. I've never had AI spray my food with poison like almost every food company does. I've never had AI bomb a hospital like the IDF does all the time. I've never had AI bomb churches or launch missiles at food aid workers or block humanitarian aid from helping to feed over a million people and watch them starve. You know, the threat against humanity is not Skynet, it's Sky Netanyahu. That's your threat. So, you know, spare me the scare stories about, oh, AI is going to kill us all. No. Israel's going to kill us all if we don't stop those demons from all their genocide and war and violence against the whole world. I mean, the greatest threat to your life right now is not something that AI does. It's something that Israel does. It starts World War III and ends up in an escalation with nuclear weapons involving Russia, China, the United States, and Israel, plus Iran. And then we all die. Okay? That's the greatest threat. So you want to save humanity? Start there. In the meantime, I'm going to keep using AI to code the tools that we need to survive all of this. Tools of education, empowerment, bypassing censorship, teaching people the skills that they need to live in a decentralized manner. And I'll continue to release that information free of charge, open source, so you can have local copies, so that if the power grid does go down or the internet fails, you'll have all this knowledge at your fingertips. And if you want to get some of that knowledge right now, completely free, just go to brightlearn.ai. And again, we have over 30 or almost 35,000 books there. Now you can download them all free of charge. And you can create your own book on any topic completely free. And soon we'll have a lot of new audiobooks coming out too. And those will also be free. And if you want to do deep research on any topic, go to brightanswers.ai. And if you want to hear more of my analysis and interviews, you can find those at brightvideos.ai. So thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams. I'm pro-human. I'm also a realist, and not everybody's going to make it. But you and I can. It's actually going to be relatively easy to achieve that. Okay, thanks for listening. Take care.
Non-fluoride toothpaste. A premium toothpaste made with pure natural ingredients, free from harsh chemicals and thoroughly tested for harmful contaminants to support your oral health. Shop now at healthrangerstore.com.